The DOT has set up a computer website with the address mchange.org. It provides updates on the reconstruction of the Marquette Interchange in downtown Milwaukee. A group worried about highway expansion and DOT spending has learned the website, including equipment and operators, will cost about $685,000 over the next 4 years. Gretchen Schult is with Citizens Allied for Sane Highways. She says that's a huge amount to pay for a website, especially one she doesn't think will be used all that much.
I think it will be of extremely limited use and only to people driving in cars and not to bicyclists or pedestrians. It doesn't help them, other than providing a few links to other sites.
Schultz says the additional spending for the website is one reason the preliminary design contract for the Marquette recently doubled in price to about $20 million. But the DOT spokesperson for the Marquette, Brian Manthe, says the website is a crucial tool for limiting traffic snarls and boosting safety.
So what we needed to do is make sure that this had the tools on it that enabled people to interact with the website, to be able to map out the routes that they were able to take at any time during the construction phase. So there was quite an effort put into the Map It tool in the website. Also the traffic information map.
Manthe says he's looking into the citizens group concern that the state gave a road project design contractor the intellectual property rights to the computer code developed for the state-funded website. Manthe says that deal happened before he started his job this summer. Citizens Allied for Sane Highways says the code should be public property and that many employees of the recipient, the HNTB Corporation, are donors to Governor Jim Doyle. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.